The physical examination is generally not very helpful, except in patients who have sustained periods of atrial tachycardia, which can happen with 1-to-1 AV conduction at rates that are very rapid, 150 to 160 beats per minute day in and day out, can lead to a dilated cardiomyopathy. So that the history of shortness of breath, the history of heart failure is very important, and one has to weigh which comes first, the heart failure causing the arrhythmia or the arrhythmia causing the heart failure. So one would always auscult, listening for gallop sounds. One would always listen to the lungs, listening for rouse, identifying heart failure, and one would always look for dependent edema and the like.